With us right now is State Senator Tom Tiffany. Now, the Assembly is done with that biennial budget package. Now it ends up in your House. What do you expect will change, if anything?
I'm hopeful that we don't have any changes. I mean, we're going to look at it thoroughly here. But I think all members, both Assembly and the Senate, have had a chance up until today to get a thorough look at the budget, especially with a process that lasted, 4 months since February when the governor introduced it. So we all know what is in the budget, and I'm hopeful that we will be able to pass it tomorrow.
Earlier today, the Assembly Democrats had a list of amendments they wanted to offer, but then decided not to. Did that surprise you?
Yes, I was surprised that they did not take up some amendments to the budget, but obviously they decided that they were not going to do that, and the budget passed in very short order.
Do you suspect a similar action might happen on the Senate side? Because the Democrats are still complaining about things that are not good about the budget in their eyes. Do you think they might try to get those amendments on the Senate side?
Yeah, I would not assume that the Senate Democrats will do the same thing as the Assembly Democrats.
Pretty safe bet they'll probably argue their case.
Yeah, you know, I'm prepared for an all-day session tomorrow for us to review the budget before we vote on it, and I'm certainly going to take a good look at the amendments that are proposed, if any are, and then cast my vote accordingly.
Are there any things in the budget that you are extremely pleased about or maybe not so happy about?
I think as far as when you look at this overall budget, I think there's some really good stuff in this budget. Much like the last budget, property taxes continue to be under control. People may see a small increase in their property taxes, but it's not going to be very much. Statewide, it's under a 1% increase, which is really good. That we got property taxes under control again. You're going to see a very significant tax cut, simplifying the tax code. I think that's two very important things that we can do at the state level. Sure wish they would do it at the federal level also. And then there's additional funding for schools, and I think schools, especially many of the northern schools that I represent, really came out good in this budget.
One of the Assembly Republican amendments earlier today had to do with taking out some policy decisions, and also they took out a provision that would have made some protections for the Gogebic mining staff from the people that are harassing them on site. Do you see that maybe as being added back in?
We'll see. I'm not optimistic about that. I sure wish the Assembly would have taken it up. I think this is a serious issue that may come to a head. What we're seeing in Wisconsin is the eco-terrorists have come here. When you go to the Earth First, which is an extremely radical group that calls themselves environmentalists, which they're not, they're just an extreme preservationist group that will use any tactics. I'm very concerned about them being in Wisconsin and using violent measures to achieve their aims.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
No. Looking forward to the budget debate tomorrow and look forward to casting my ballot. Hopefully we will be done with the budget process. And, you know, it's a pro-growth budget for the state of Wisconsin, allow people to keep more money in their pockets to be able to grow the economy. And I think it's going to be good for the state of Wisconsin, especially when you contrast us with our neighboring states, Minnesota and Illinois, who are raising taxes, spending more money than they have, than the taxpayers have. It's a real contrast, and I think job creators in both Minnesota and Illinois are going to start looking at Wisconsin as being a good alternative to the direction that their states are going in.
State Senator Tom Tiffany joining us today. Thank you.